This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
He was one of Shiva's day. He said that pictures is the American Nitzchias. Like, the way in which you say something is eternal is by taking a picture. So a recording is our version of what Nitzchias is. Like, you know, without a recording, it doesn't count. So now the Rambam goes to Yigimel Ikrim, and this is the marker of Yigimel Ikrim. Umasha tzarsha skireo kan, vazeh amokam esero zachoy, she'ikrit asenim zeser shlash asenim. So 13 main yisoros. Now, a basic question that he's not really addressing here is, what does that mean? In other words, how do I define a yesod? All of Torah is true that Klal Yisrael went into Mitzrayim because of Yosef is emes. A person's makish, that's a makish Torah. What do you mean? How do you exactly define the yesod, ikar yesod, whatever you want? Very tricky. The Rambam, in terms of mitzvahs, do these have any particular import? Is there any special chiyuvim vis-a-vis this? If a person doesn't believe that Moshe's wife's name was Tzipora, then he's not Bikoros because he doesn't believe in the passing the Torah. So what are all these things that he's going to say over here? In what sense does this turn to Yesodos? It's a question. It's a question that's unclear. The general answer is these are logical foundations that without them, the Torah collapses. In other words, if a person doesn't believe that Moshe's wife's name was Tzipora, so he's missing a fact, but the rest of the Torah stands well. Not much more of Torah is dependent on that fact. If a person doesn't believe that Klal Yisrael were Sukkos and then they were here, those are all particular facts that don't affect anything else. If a person doesn't believe in Torah and Shemayim, then even if he studies Bible all day, there's no Torah. If a person doesn't believe in Ashgacha, all of these, in other words, these Yesodos are more in terms of the entire structure of what we believe in. The problem with it is that the Rambam is quite detailed. In other words, everyone seems to agree with all of these Yesodos as being true, but like the Sefer Ikrim reduces all of them to three, and you could pack all the three. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah and Hashgachas Harvonish. So what exactly is meant? Does he mean by splitting into these? Unclear. Not there's no really good carrots, but the point is what is understood is that these are meant to be vital for the rest of the Torah. Take out any one of these and everything else comes crashing down. Hayesod HaRishon, Mitzias of Bereish Dabach. The Mitzias of Kosh Baruch. Now, let's make a point over here that he's going to make so on. If somebody never heard of Abayir Yisbarach, but he calls it God, or he calls it Allah, or he calls it anything like that, is he Maimon or not? Is that person Maimon or not? We would obviously feel yes. So what defines Hashem? When do you not believe in Hashem? If the Goyim believe, if the Christians believe whatever they believe in, in other words, at what point does it stop being Hashem? So the answer is, so long as the word that you're saying refers to these characteristics, then you're a Maimon. It's not the name Hashem, it's rather the description. So if you ask somebody, what's Hashem? And the person says, anything and everything, they're not quite describing it. So the Rambam will now describe it, and that's really what's kaveh, what Hashem is. Vehu, sheyesh sham. Sham is an idiom. The reason why, even though it's a translation from Arabic, but he says the exact same thing in Mishnah Torah. Sheyesh sham means there is. Nimtza, an entity that exists, but oifen ashal v'mesias, something that is totally shalim, one, meaning something that we cannot say any lack in of it. So a person cannot say a statement that implies Hashem didn't know, Hashem couldn't do, Hashem wouldn't do, Hashem, and so on. So it's shalim, meaning it is impossible to make a statement of deficiency concerning that being, that entity. Hu ilas hametzius hanimtzos kulom. He's the reason for all existence. Uboy ki metziusam. And their existence depends on him. Umimena nimshach hakiyu. So it's defined in terms of not creating the world, but giving existence to the world. And this is what the Nefesh HaChaim says, the difference between a doer. So if a carpenter makes a table and he does a good job, the carpenter goes home and the table stays. And the cable is nice and strong and might last longer than the carpenter lasts. That's a good table. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we say no. The Kodesh Baruch Hu seizes, if it would be possible for not to exist, then nothing would exist. Everything draws its existence from itself. Let's give a parallel to that. Imagine, so you're a great carpenter, and you built this wonderful table. So when you finish building the table and you walk away, table stands nice and strong for a long time. Imagine the same carpenter goes back home, and since all he has in his head is tables, that night he dreams of a big table that he's making. Now, how long does that table endure? As long as his mind wants it to endure. The minute the mind decides, enough of the table dream, let's move on to some other dreams, then it's gone. The table can only exist, the dream only exists as a result of the person dreaming. So it's not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and made us. The existence is not innate to anything. All things in the world do not exist unless there's a reason to exist. And that's why science, no matter how far you'll take it and unroll it, it can never answer this question. It can never answer the question of what science. It's like in math, you want to prove something, you prove it for n and n plus one. And if you prove it for n and n plus one, it works for every number by definition, because there's always that n plus one. So every time I ask from where, science has an answer. But the from where can be asked an infinite amount of times. The whole world came from the Big Bang. Amazing. And where did the Big Bang come from? Such and such a condensed material. Okay? And where did that come from? Where did that come from? It's never ending. The question is never ending. And yet, by definition, if it's never ending, it can't. There's nothing in the world that exists in the world that we can attribute it to a never-ending series of where froms. Creation as a whole is the lead to that, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where Metzius comes from. Ve'ilu ha'leinu b'datenu stalks mitzusei. Was it, if it were possible to imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu non-existence, ha'yisub b'tenu mitzius kol nimtzah, there could not be another existence. Le'nisha nimtzah built it all mitzusei. So there is nothing in the world that contains its own existence. On the other hand, were we to imagine that nothing else exists, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence would not in any way be diminished. And therefore, the Marshal, when we say things that mitzvahs give HaKadosh Baruch Hu X, Y, Z, the answer is not really. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. So his existence is absolute. Our existence is dependent, totally. The Fishersbach built his Zogmitzis Zulosai. Everything else in the world that exists, malachim and the skies and the heavenly bodies, everything within it, all of them need, they draw their existence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh ha'yesod harishon hu shemeir alav diber anochi Hashem v'chol. So the Rambam is going to give a marker for each one of them, and he says the marker is anochi Hashem. So what exactly did he see in the word anochi Hashem? That, you know, I mean, anochi Hashem. Okay, but he just said a whole paragraph. What exactly is he referring to? So I think what he means is as follows. In Lashon Kodesh, there's synonyms for I mean myself. Ani and Anochi. Ani is a word that means I, but it's within reference to other possibilities. I, you, and him. Ani, ata, hu. Those are three variations. So when I say ani, ata, hu, they're all part of the same thing. So the word ani is only meaningful in the context of ani, ata, hu. Which person is it? It could be me, it could be you, it could be him. Those are three possibilities. And so the Anisha boy is not different than the Atah and the Hu. Anoichi is a unique form where it's a very strong, it means I myself, without anything, anybody, anywhere. It's a very powerful form of Ani, meaning the Ani who is not in any sense defined in terms of Atah and Hu. Even if there's no Atah and Hu, Anoichi is meaningful. Ani is not. You know, let's say on a desert island, the word Ani is not a useful word. There is just me. Anochi would describe something. In modern Hebrew, the word Anochi is somebody who's self-centered, meaning you live in a world of self to the exclusion of everyone else. Anochiyut means self-centeredness, narcissism, etc. But the idea is it's the right usage of the word. It's using words. So when it said Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's what it's referring to. That's one understanding of the Rambam, and I think that's Pshat. I also would like to add, I don't think the Rama meant this, but it certainly fits well, what the latest form write, Al Pi Derech HaKabbalah and so on. Anochi Hashem Elokecha are three names of Hashem. Elokim, Elokecha, let's up to the third one. That's a type of name that associates with all sorts of powers that may be. Malachim are called Ne Elohim, they're Malachim. A Dayan is called Alei Moshe Kalel, and so on. So the word Elokim is a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the force in a particular context. It is a name at a darga that you can have other beings called by that same name also. Yudke Vavke is not. There isn't, that name can never be used as anything else. It can never have suffixes or prefixes. It can be Me'a Hashem. But I can't have Elokecha, I can't have Hashem Kecha. There's no such thing like that. It stands by itself, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the strongest essential form that we have is Avaya. Anochi is even bigger than that. And the reason why it's not Kadosh is because it has no shackles in our world. Yudke Vavke is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate in our world. So that's the peak of Kedusha. Anochi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyahol to himself. It is Eino Bavad. It's just Hashem. And therefore, It does not even assume Kedusha. Kedusha means when you have a Kaddish Baruch Hu and a Bria, a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Kaddish. Anochi is Hashem without the Bria. It is essential existence. It's not Shayach that it had be a Shem Kaddish, because for whom is it a Shem Kaddish? It describes that realm where there's nothing else but a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Ready?
Yeah.
Said the continuation of that pasuk. They said like about Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Like yes. Okay. So that's a hemshich v'lekecha. Noch Hashem lekecha. Just asher tzitzim out of Mitzrayim.
Just he didn't like say. He said depend on like he didn't like mention in the first he said about taking us out of Mitzrayim for more.
Correct. In the first episode, it's just because the description of Kadosh Baruch Hu as being totally independent and not dependent on anything existing, it's not relevant to it.